Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
When it comes to a thriving career, everyone could use a little support, especially when it comes to transitions. At LHH, we help every step of the way. We're committed to personalized support, insights, and resources that lead to more job opportunities than ever before. No matter what role a professional has in your organization, our services offer an experience that fits each person individually. And for organizations, LHH provides consultant support and guidance through the entire outplacement or career transition process, understanding the sensitivity and impact on your team. The world is full of new possibilities, and we help both organizations and individuals realize the possibility of what's next. It's outplacement reimagined. Visit LHHtalent.com. That's LHHtalent.com to get in touch with an outplacement consultant today, because everyone and every organization could use a little support, especially when it comes to transitions. LHH, helping you every step of the way. Visit LHHtalent.com.
You sound excited
today.
I guess you got here on time. No traffic problems, no fires, huh?
No, there was another massive traffic jam on the 134 driving in. So that's,
there was?
Yes.
Do we know if it was a homeless encampment fire, as you have so reported every day?
I think it was a dirty bomb that someone set off in a homeless camp. That's what I'm hearing.
And you drove through it? Or?
You got to keep moving.
I hope you
know. Stay still, you're only going to get more.
Oh, I see. Yes, you do have a plan for all this, I forgot.
Right. If there's some kind of like radiation outbreak, best thing to do is drive as fast as you can through it.
Well, first things first, I want to tell the entire audience, because I can't tell you how many people contacted the show with concern about Deborah Mark's fingernail.
So. Nails.
Oh, there was more than one with a black line?
Oh, a lot of them.
Yes, they're gross.
She showed them all to me yesterday.
Okay, having this conversation yesterday, I thought it was just one particular nail.
Well, there was one that was a little more alarming. That's why I rushed out to a dermatologist. So yeah. I did go to a dermatologist this morning, and I have a fungus infection.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's pretty
disgusting. Where have those fingers been?
I know. It's gross, but it's very common.
That's right.
Because the first question that the dermatologist asked me was, did you wear gels? Now, for gels. Those of you who don't know what gels are, it's a type of manicure. So it's this type of nail polish that the manicurist puts on. And then what you do is you put your hands under a UV or LED light, right? And it hardens the nail polish. And so you can keep it on for 2 or 3 weeks. It doesn't chip. It doesn't crack. It's great. Your nails look fantastic. But water gets underneath your nails, and that's what could cause a fungus infection, and that's what yours truly has.
Now, why don't you go through the list of things you thought it was?
Well, I did Google. I played Dr. Google yesterday.
Oh, that's right. She was alarmed.
Well, because it said the one finger really alarmed me that had this line, and it said it could be melanoma and some other things. And no, I'm not deficient in B12 or protein or
calcium. See, I guessed it was a nutritional deficiency.
Yeah, and you were wrong.
Well, you guessed cancer.
Anytime there's anything wrong with you, Deborah Mark, he's going to guess a nutritional deficiency.
I know.
Just because he wants to nag a vegan.
You may still have a nutritional deficiency.
No, I don't. But last night, Ken, I did tell John, I ran home last night and I had a whole container of garbanzo beans. I shot up my vitamin B12 in my mouth, my little spray bottle, because I was a little concerned that, wait, maybe they're right. Maybe I do have some kind of deficiency.
She goes home and drinks vitamin B12.
No, I just did a little
Did that stop the fungus? No? All right. More garbanzo beans. Yes.
So you can treat this fungus with something to get rid of it?
Yes. I have a prescription that's ready to be picked up, and I had to go to work. So I'm going to get it on my way home, and I have to take this pill for every night or
is it
day
contagious?
For 6 weeks. No, it's not contagious.
All right, so we're not going to end up with...
I could go over there and touch you just in case,
it's
though.
It's like monkeypox.
You know?
No, I don't want some kind of monkeypox sore.
I know, it's disgusting, but it's quite
Mark's
common.
Pox.
I'm not special.
Well, that's it's really nice.
And what's this you use on your fingernails? Did you say a gel?
It's
or
gel nail polish. So I go about every 3 weeks. I go to a nail salon, and what they do is they put it on, and then you go 3 weeks later, and they take it off, and they put it back on again.
Ken, you don't do this?
No, but there's no cows involved in this? Because sometimes cows are involved in gels and these kinds of things, like their hooves. Remember we learned that years ago?
Gelatin. Oh, you're thinking, the gelatin. No, I hope not.
I wondered if maybe some sort of manicure products also came from...
I hope not. Well, I'm not going to be getting my nails done for
research.
A while. No, obviously not well enough.
All right. You're big on your little manicures and
so how many fingers
too?
Is it?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, no.
About 6.
So you have 6 fungus infections.
That's disgusting.
That's over 50%.
I know. I'm not happy about it. Somebody as vain as I am.
Nobody's shaking your hand. I mean,
well. I'm sort of.
I thought she might have a Sweet James case on her hand, but then she told me it was her fault from washing dishes and stuff.
It's not my fault. So. It happens to people. It's the water that ends up going underneath the nail. As I said, it's quite common, but this is the first time it's ever happened to me, and I've had gels on
She
for
was
years.
Convinced it was melanoma yesterday.
I was a little nervous.
Yeah. If truth be told, I get nasty toenail fungus.
You do?
Oh, that's great.
Well, it's because I run outside on a trail, and I think stuff gets into the shoe, and it somehow infects the toes.
So what do you do?
There's products.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
There's what?
I can't tell what's live or... there's products at the pharmacy store. They're over the counter.
Oh, I thought you said there's pus.
No, there's products that you apply.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
And it usually clears it up in a couple of days. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. You can soak your feet. And your fingernails in white vinegar and water, I was told. So I've been doing that as well.
Eric, you got anything growing on you?
No,
any kind
thank
of infection?
God. No.
What about you, John?
Anybody have a nose, their nose coming off? Like that guy yesterday?
I got a clean bill of health. I went to the doctor a couple weeks ago.
Oh, right.
Well, you're only in your 20s, so really.
Yeah, but you can
What
get,
are we talking about?
You can get funguses and poxes.
It's STDs are more like
STDs, that's right. We haven't even gone into that yet.
Oh, God.
Okay.
All right. Hey, listen to this story. Just came out last hour. The biggest fire that's really burned so far this year is up in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's called the McKinney Fire. Remember that one? 60,000 acres and 4 people dead. They're still, actually, it's now 95% contained, but it was still burning. There's a lawsuit. And guess what the cause is, according to the lawsuit? Anybody have a wild guess what might have caused a major fire?
Could it be a power company?
Correct.
Oh,
and
wow.
I thought I would trip you up because I thought you would guess PG&E. It's not PG&E.
No?
No, the suit's against something called PacifiCorp. And it's claiming that their high voltage transmission lines and other equipment ignited the fire.
Wow.
This company is owned by Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway Energy Holding Company.
Let's go after him.
And they have a grid across Oregon, Washington, and Northern California. So this is not part of PG&E's territory.
It's not spontaneous combustion from global warming?
No, yeah. It's
actually man-made.
The drought, right.
Right, from sloppy power company infrastructure.
Right.
Yeah,
apparently, the company did say it does operate a power line that runs near Highway 96, where the McKinney fire is thought to have started from. But, of course, they're not claiming they did it. But according to local residents, PacifiCorps should have been aware that the conditions surrounding its equipment and the strong winds and low humidity created a hazard that led to the wildfire.
Yeah.
Their high-voltage transmission lines apparently started sparking.
You notice this is like when we go through the background of the latest mass killer at a school. It's the same story over and over. Audrey, yeah, what's the origin of the fire? Oh, look at that. It's got something to do with the power grid, huh? Oh, it's another company. Their wires fell down, or their system failed and sparked. And
but it's climate change.
No, it's climate change, right? It's not.
Well, think back. We had wildfires like 20, 30 years ago. Were they power companies or?
Lightning strikes, probably.
I remember we had a couple of crazy arsonists.
Yeah, you occasionally get that, but they're rare. Most of this stuff is lightning strikes and power companies.
Keep their lines up. All right. Well, it is the good old days. When we come back, I tell you, I think we're starting to relive the 90s all over again, and the category is crime. They rounded up a whole bunch of gang members. Where do you hear their nicknames? The East Side Playboys. It was a big FBI LAPD raid this morning. We'll talk about that more coming up.
John and Ken Show, KFI.
Yeah, we're fungus free. All right, tomorrow.
No, she's got 6 weeks of treatment. So.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Oh, and then it can come back, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, they do. They're very stubborn.
You do a lot for your nails.
I do. I like them to look nice.
They look great.
But they're going to look like crap for a while.
Do people compliment your nails?
Yes, all the time. Because I wear fun colors, bright colors all the time. Now, yuck.
The Moist Line returns tomorrow already. You can still leave a message with the iHeartRadio app. You ever heard of that, John? The iHeartRadio app?
It's kind
of.
No, you know, why don't you tell me about it? What is it?
Anyway. The microphone icon. We get a lot of messages that way now. Or call the toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. This felt like the 90s have returned. I mean, we're looking at an L.A. County District Attorney, George Gascon. Obviously, we've gone over the problems there massively over the last year and a half. We, of course, have the state with laws that make it difficult to send anybody to prison or jail or keep them there. So we're starting to see a rise in crime. In fact, we're going to talk about what happened at a 7-Eleven last night when a mob showed up for a street takeover and then decided to destroy the store. They ransacked the store. But this story this afternoon reminds me of the 1990s. The FBI and LAPD joined up and they did a gang sweep today. They've arrested 28 members of something called the East Side Playboys Gang. It's racketeering, narcotics, gun cases. They're naming 40 of the gang's leading members. They fanned out across the city and into even communities beyond L.A., arresting those who were named in this criminal court documents. The scheme is that they sold drugs, assaulted their enemies. Sometimes that led to murder. This apparently had been going on for some time. They did, you know, the wiretaps and surveillance. They called it Operation Rabbit Hole. The FBI was involved along with the Los Angeles Metropolitan Task Force on Violent Gangs. We used to say, and this would be the good old days, 10 years ago, not even, that we don't hear that much about gangs anymore. And you know what that was? Because in the 1990s, everybody got fed up with crime. And we started to crack down with laws like three strikes and other enhanced sentencing laws. And people really took crime seriously and said, it's time to do something about it. But we've been doing this show long enough. We know how things cycle. And now in the last 10 years, we're back to the crowd that's decided, I don't know, putting people in prison, it's such a waste. They don't have a future. There's got to be alternatives to incarceration.
Yeah, they shouldn't have a future. Look at this guy.
They call it the diversion programs.
No, it's BS. They're stupid names. The guy in charge, the shot caller, Alicia Luna. This guy, 47 years old. Now, if he made it to the top of one of the largest drug gangs in Los Angeles, age 47, don't you think he's committed probably hundreds, maybe thousands of crimes?
Oh, I'm sure he's been arrested before. This can't be the first time they've ever arrested him.
And he's probably been, or should have been in prison, or in prison numerous times. Why wasn't he kept in prison? How did he exist for 47 years to make it to the top of this drug gang? He's got all kinds of nicknames.
Are great. Right.
Chilo, Crazy, Toca, El Abogado.
Let's see what that means in Spanish.
Yeah, I don't know. I shouldn't say these in Spanish because I don't know what they translate
to. It could be something dirty or weird. Yeah, he was in charge of their drug trafficking activities. He gave out orders to the members. He authorized the assault and murder of members in bad standing with the Playboy. In bad standing. This is basically like a mob.
Right. This is like the East Coast Italian mob. That's what we have here is the Mexican drug gangs.
Yeah. They were extorting local businesses. It says here that they were also involved in the drug trade, partly responsible for deadly fentanyl-laced pills that have flooded the drug markets of Southern California. Look, they would distribute kilos of cocaine and meth and fentanyl.
Look at the drug haul. In addition to 47 firearms, 199 kilos of meth, 13 kilos of fentanyl, 27 kilos of cocaine, 7 kilos of heroin, 283 kilos of marijuana, and $140,000 in cash. What an enormous drug haul there.
I guess they didn't see this coming because the FBI was able to nab all that stuff in these raids today. It's a 110-page indictment. It says they also, they operated two unlicensed marijuana dispensaries using their own drug supply. Boy, no one predicted that would happen, did they? Once we started to legalize marijuana. Oh, don't worry. We'll regulate and tax it. Yeah. It'll be on the books and we'll get money from it. Instead, there's all sorts of illegal grow operations everywhere around the state. And now people are running their own dispensaries.
The drug cartels sets up their own franchise.
And this is what they claim that four of the defendants in March of 2020 did a home invasion robbery of a Woodland Hills marijuana dealer's home. According to the indictment, one of the participants told Luna about how they tied up the dealer, stole $50,000 in cash and about 10 pounds of marijuana. But it didn't go as planned, because apparently the victim decided to get into a gun battle, and one of the robbers got shot in the stomach.
That's great.
Another conversation that they picked up on, the defendant described participating in the attempted murder of a Playboy's member who was stabbed in the head and body multiple times because he betrayed the gang.
Stabbed in the head. Yikes.
They always tell us that these home invasion robberies, remember, they were common right before the pandemic, and now we have follow home, and that they think these are the work of gangs. Remember, they had that big news conference a few months ago where they announced like 17 gangs carrying out a lot of these robberies.
They make a lot of money, so some of the executives in the gang, they buy nice homes. They live in good neighborhoods.
Right.
Right, so the home invasion, you're going to end up going to what seems to be a normal, peaceful neighborhood, but you don't know if Mr. Gang Executive is living next door to you until they show up and try to kill him.
Well, this is cool. One of these guys is actually running a laboratory in Long Beach producing fentanyl and meth. They were processed. They arrested Elvis Arreguin, age 31, of San Pedro. And in July 2021, he and another co-conspirator drove to a UPS store in Long Beach where they dropped off a package of 10 kilos of fentanyl packaged in 1 kilogram bundles and covered in mustard. Oh, I guess I should disguise the smell or the...
I don't know. Keep you from looking in the bags?
Yeah, I know.
Like, ew.
I imagine if you read this whole indictment, the detail is probably overwhelming because they spent a lot of time tracking these guys. Surveillance, wiretaps. This is how they have to put together an elaborate case against them.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you need an extreme amount of detail. Especially
and thank
when
God
you're
it's
trying...
a federal case, so it's not going to be anywhere near George Gascon.
Yeah, you don't want this running through Gascon.
No.
Because I imagine these guys have spun through the system just dozens and dozens of times collectively.
Right, right. They claim that this gang, because I'd never heard this name before, Eastside Playboys... Yeah, it's actually been around for 5 decades, but it's tied to the one we all know, the Mexican Mafia prison gang.
Well, they've arrested this was a big arrest yesterday, but they've had 6 indictments and they've arrested 41 members and associates of the gang.
Yeah, today they arrested 28 in a pre-dawn raid.
There's 10 more that they're looking for. So that would bring the total to 51.
But you see what I said at the outset? Doesn't this sort of remind you of the 1990s all over again when there was extreme, out of control gang violence, which was just leading to incredibly high homicide numbers.
Since the border's wide open,
bystanders got killed.
Since the border's wide open, they could bring all the drug materials easily to L.A., and then these guys are the distributors.
Yeah.
They do the
and then they can grow their own marijuana now and operate their own dispensary.
And they got the factory so that they can turn it into fentanyl pills.
How is it like everybody's not a drug addict now? There's just so much.
Well, maybe everybody is.
Oh, yeah? Are you admitting something?
What was the thing yesterday? Didn't they have a huge fentanyl haul at the border?
Yes, they did. They were given the numbers for fentanyl that they seized in the last year. We did this at the end of the show, and it's like a record they haven't seen.
Well, it was something, but I heard in one newscast.
This is the fentanyl seized. This is not the fentanyl that got through.
It was enough fentanyl to kill everyone in America.
Yeah, that's a good. That's
if everybody.
That's
took
a good way to phrase it.
That's right. So America could line up, and everybody take a snort, and we'd all be gone. We'd all be dead.
Now, why don't they use these for executions? It sounds kind of simple.
I know.
I'm sure the condemned doesn't suffer when you just give him too much fentanyl, right?
No, just shove a dose of fentanyl up his nose and he's gone in a matter of seconds.
Yeah. Is he going to slobber and choke? And I don't
think
so.
Who cares?
Well, I just want to eliminate that stupid objection.
Why? We're killing him. Don't give in. It's like, here, let's just kill him. Pull it right in the forehead, right in the
cell.
Don't
give in.
You walk in the cell, whoop, that's it, he's gone. Stupid 10-year legal debates. What a waste of time arguing over nonsense.
We'll be right back.
John and Ken Show, KFI.
All right, well, we just went back to the 1990s with a horrific drug gang story. They made a big sweep today, arresting a whole lot of members of a L.A. East Side drug gang. Now we're going to go back to the year 2009. Not really that long ago. And no, it's not to talk about a young U.S. senator becoming President Obama. It's to talk about the story that fascinated the world in January of 2009 and came from right here in Southern California. It would be an update on... Anybody with me? The Octomom. Who remembers Nadia Suleiman?
Wow.
I do.
Well, we covered that story. I don't know, Eric, you were probably 10 years old then, but we...
Freshman year of high school.
Yeah, he spent a lot of time on the story.
He's not that young. Well, it was hard
to believe, and then she was quite a personality on top of it.
Well, yeah, she had turned into a porn actress.
And she was doing what she had to do. She already had six kids. For people who don't know, she had six children, and then she gave birth all at once to eight more.
So, she was on some kind of fertility drug.
It was in vitro.
It went haywire.
Yeah, she was, and it was in vitro fertilization. She has apparently named a man by the name of David Solomon, and he was the donor for both the octuplets and the previous six children, at least according to most sources that I'm reading. And the reason she's in the news today is that, well, they're 13.
Does he want me to announce that? Oh, sorry.
What's the matter?
Yeah, Ray has the... porn movie of Octomom.
What do you mean he has it?
He owns it. It's in his collection. He's watched it.
He is telling you this?
Yes. And I was just asking whether he wanted that on the air. And they said sure.
And he did this for show research, or he did this because he was...
Oh, absolutely. It was for research, right? It was for research, sure. Make sure it really existed, that it wasn't just an ugly rumor.
The reason she's in the news is she posted a picture of all eight of them. It was their first day of school in the eighth grade. And I tell you, did you look at the picture of them?
Yes.
There's one child that stands out. It's a very white-looking boy. The rest have sort of the olive skin that she has. I don't know. Yeah. I just noticed that. Yeah.
Well, I mean...
He probably does have sort of darker, but just interesting. Well, he seems to stand out there in the collection of the kids there.
Well, how did the procedure go with the implants? Was this
the eggs?
Was it fertilized by like various contributors or?
No. It was a single sperm donor. You didn't hear me say that?
No, I forgot.
She says she used a single sperm donor named David Solomon to produce the octuplets, as well as the previous six kids.
Maybe.
So I guess she liked his sperm. I
don't know. I think somebody else got in there.
She said that the older kids did not want their pictures posted, but I guess the octuplets did not mind.
Well, because they're only 13. You know when that changes? When you're 14.
Oh, is that you go next year, puberty?
Yes. Yeah, you'll see. They're going to want her to scrub their entire history off the internet.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah,
is that
what happens
when somebody turns teenage?
Oh, yeah. I went through my three guys. You go into high school. They don't want anybody posting, anybody writing, anybody talking about them.
Because it'll be used to tease them by other people.
It's just
the way kids are. They just want to find something to nail you, to have fun, to make fun of you.
I'm wondering. Have they all been in the same class all
What does he have? Does he have 666, the devil's child? Is that what you have, Ray Lopez? I see her movie credits here. The next one is Octomom, the incredible unseen footage. I don't doubt it's that one. And another one, Octomom, me and my 14 kids. Why do I think that 666, the devil's child, sounds like the porn movie?
I don't know.
She had to make money as a stripper for a while. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
It was like some sort of sad club in the South or the Midwest she went to. She says here, she told the New York Times a couple of years ago that she's a counselor and a therapist for those who have drug and alcohol addictions. Still, how does she come up with enough income to support 14 children as a single mother?
I don't know what's in that video that she did.
Do you think she made a lot of money off of it?
I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to think now.
Well, we have a bonus nugget. She follows a strict vegan diet. As she says, 13 of her kids do. The youngsters are allowed to enjoy one vegan junk food night a week.
What's a vegan junk food?
Well, Deborah? Cupcakes.
That doesn't exist.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me?
Well, I have the best cupcakes and cookies.
Yeah, it's not junk food, though.
It's not junk food, and it's not cupcakes and cookies.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
They look like cookies and cupcakes, but that's not junk food.
Yeah, there's tons of sugar. That's my treat.
Right. There's no dairy, but there's sugar.
Yeah,
right.
That's my dessert. So that would be considered junk food. Absolutely.
Yeah, not an avocado.
Exactly. Right, an avocado is not junk food.
All these vegan substitutes, they're impersonating real food. Because if you actually described what was in them, nobody would go near them. So you always have to dress it up with a term that we're all familiar with, things that we like.
I had forgotten. Apparently, she had filed for bankruptcy, pled no contest to misdemeanor welfare claims, checked into rehab for a Xanax addiction related to anxiety and exhaustion. And then it does mention the brief adult film career and then the brief time working as a stripper. But she said she did hit rock bottom and has now got a much better life. And, you know, the kids look fine. I don't see that there's been any problems with them. I mean, they're 13. I don't think they've been arrested or...
Can't tell from a photo, but...
Put into slavery or... No, you can't tell from a photo.
I know a lot of people who put photos on Facebook, and I know they and their families are insane, so...
Yeah, exactly.
I've learned that photos don't betray anything.
Yeah. Well, just for the record, it says here, the first wife of a peasant from a village in Russia gave birth to 57 children in a total of 21 births. She has 4 sets of quadruplets, 7 sets of triplets, and 10 sets of twins. But, you know, when a story comes from Russia, it's like a story that comes from China. It's like a story that comes from certain parts of the world. You just don't know how accurate it is.
No. I mean, her Wikipedia page is pretty entertaining.
Who's? Oh, yeah. Natalie Octomom?
Octomom, yeah. Because she filed for personal bankruptcy, $50,000 in assets, $1 million in debts. And she was accused of neglecting her children while spending hundreds of dollars on Brazilian blowouts.
Oh, that's a hair thing?
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah. Social work.
John had other ideas.
I thought that was the name of the movie. She pleaded no contest to a misdemeanor welfare fraud, failing to disclose income that she was getting from her videos and personal appearances. She was facing 4 felony charges, including perjury and welfare fraud.
For a few years, right?
I'm sure the kids are fine.
But she hasn't gotten in trouble in a long time. Sounds like they kind of figured it out.
Well, we'll see.
And there allegedly was a woman in Mali who gave birth to 9 kids. I think this happened last year. Remember there was like a fake one?
Yeah. Is this some sort of competition? Is this a sport? How many fertilized eggs you can fit in your womb?
I don't think so. But I remember there was apparently a woman that they didn't believe the story. And I think it did not pan out. But supposedly this one has stood up a year later. The BBC is reporting that, it was actually 2 years. They're celebrating the first birthday of her non-uplets. 9 babies born at the same time.
Her non-uplets?
That's the term is non-uplets.
Non-uplets, okay.
Non-oct.
Sounds like they're not considered uplets.
Octuplets, but non-uplets.
We have uplets and we have the non-uplets.
We got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI. Octomom's movie was called Octomom Home Alone.
The porn movie, you mean?
Yes.
Did he show it to you?
No, I just finally found a write-up about it.
Did he review it for you?
It was nominated for 4 AVN awards.
See? Video, that's.
That's right. It's like the Oscars of the porn industry. Right. And it won.
Didn't Steve Gregory used to go to those in Vegas or something?
Yes.
He used to,
the big conventions. It won Best Celebrity Sex Tape.
Wow.
And it was a half an hour of her pleasuring herself. And the most.
Oh, no. That was the.
Yeah.
No.
30 minutes of that.
Not even the dumb usual script of, like, you know, they answer the door and it's the repairman or something.
I don't know. You're going to have to ask Ray. And apparently, the most disturbing scene, she's lying naked in a pile of baby clothes.
He owns this movie? What the hell?
Did he actually pay money for this, or was
he told you this,
or was it sent? I'm getting this, you know, through the.
Will he come in and talk?
The intercom here,
because this is hard to believe, even for Ray.
I was going to say, what
this
kind
is why
of
he got COVID twice?
What kind of creepy weirdo would buy this? And I thought, oh well.
Right. All right.
What?
All right. So here's what happened. So. You know, Kennedy, right? Remember Kennedy?
Sure.
Kennedy.
Sure. She's on Fox.
So
right? Fox
Kennedy
business.
Has friends everywhere. And Kennedy has friends in the adult movie business. And someone sent Kennedy a basket with just an unbelievable, despicable amount of porn and sex toys. And
okay.
She didn't know what to do with it, you know, so she left it on my desk. And this is before all the Me Too crap, right?
That's exactly what you would do with it.
That's right. That would be a problem, right?
If I got that basket, I would have put it on your desk.
Yeah.
They picked the one guy they figured, yeah.
Exactly. The one, the worst guy, you know, the guy who's obviously into porn. But, you know, so I had all these toys. All this lube stuff, all this crazy nonsense that she left me, and one of it was the Octomom movie. And yeah, she doesn't have sex with anybody. It's just her doing what John said.
Mm-hmm. But you watched it. You put it in.
Oh, heck, that's the first movie I watched.
It was like a DVD.
Yeah, it was an old DVD, right? And it was pretty despicable. You know what? Honestly, she's not bad. I gotta say,
not a bad body or not a bad performance.
All of it. It's not bad.
Jeez.
Hey, if you're into that stuff,
really,
I mean, you know, people are into whatever they're into.
Gone in the gutter.
Instead of thumbs up, you give a different kind of up, right?
Look, this is what you get as a producer.
Two penises up.
Yeah, you gotta you know, experience stuff. You gotta vet stuff out.
Yeah, you gotta be part of the real world.
Of course.
I like that. He's a curious producer, so, you know.
She filmed her scenes.
You leave a basket of porn on my desk, I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, so they have this thing. Kennedy left me this thing. It's called a fleshlight, and you should really Google it. It's incredible.
No, I'm not.
I'll say this. She's got
a serious news career now at Fox. So look what you're doing.
All right, you can leave.
All right, bye guys.
Okay, you get him going on a subject. Whether it's gambling or
I know
there's a basket of
there's only a few categories we
Deborah Marcus in shock.
I'm just
that.
Shaking my head.
Yeah. You got that nail fungus? Can you imagine?
Oh yeah, I can imagine. Yeah. That's disgusting.
All right. So we found somebody that saw the Octomom porn film.
Of course it would be.
Well, as you pointed out, John, won many awards. So who are we to say?
Award winning, yeah. They filmed it at a San Fernando Valley mansion. Probably in your neighborhood, Deborah.
Oh, probably. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's actually at my house. I didn't tell you.
Now, somewhat related to this, I had mentioned that one of the record holders is a woman that I guess had 21 births with 57 kids. Remember I mentioned that?
Yeah.
The Russian government announced this week it's bringing back an old Soviet-era title and financial award system. Any Russian woman that has 10 or more children will be given, are you ready? It sounds like a game show. $1 million Russian rubles. What do you think $1 million Russian rubles is worth in U.S. dollars?
That's $52.
No, it's 16,645 in U.S. dollars.
It's not much.
It's not much. It just sounds good,
for
too.
For 10 kids?
Wouldn't you like to win $1 million rubles?
That's $1,600 per kid. That's not going to take you very far.
Though if you're living in a poor village in Russia, that might be a lot of money. Once your 10th child turns 1 year of age, that's when you get the money. You also get a 5-pointed Golden Star medal. So I guess what he's trying to promote is more Russian births, I guess. You'll be given the title Mother Heroine.
Well,
if you can birth and raise 10 Russian citizens.
I read they lost 75,000 soldiers.
Yeah, that might be part of the reason.
Probably nearly all of the men. So, they need some replacements. That's, you know, because 20 years from now, there'll be some wacky dictator with another war, and they're going to need fodder.
And you're right, the last time they did this was 1944. It would be the World War II. They probably lost a lot of men.
Yeah.
They did this until 1991 when the Soviet Union collapsed, but now Putin's bringing it back, just like everyone believes he's trying to bring back the whole Soviet Union by invading all these countries.
Well, but see, that, and that's what the government is about in Russia, is to encourage you to give birth so they have soldiers that can be killed 20 years down the road. That's their master plan. They have
Please give us fodder.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So we can put them on the front lines in our next war.
That's what you're doing for the mother country. Oh, here.
Well, that would indicate that Putin does have plans beyond Ukraine then, wouldn't it? If he's thinking about kids born today who would be ready in 18 years.
I'm sure if he could find a way to win this Ukrainian war, he would have been on to Poland by now.
No.
But, he's gotten bogged down. 75,000.
They do have a demographic crisis in Russia. The total fertility rate is 1.824 births per woman, which is below their replacement level of 2.2, according to the statistics. So, like a lot of countries around the world, they have hit a snag in terms of replacement.
Because women don't want to give birth as much anymore. Everybody finds children too much trouble.
And families are busier. Like, everybody's got careers, and they're on social media, and they're watching Netflix. Come on.
Yeah, I know. Kids, look, that's a lot of work.
Don't distract me with children. It's going to be too much. All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI, Deborah Mark, live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom. Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
When it comes to a thriving career, everyone could use a little support, especially when it comes to transitions. At LHH, we help every step of the way. We're committed to personalized support, insights, and resources that lead to more job opportunities than ever before. No matter what role a professional has in your organization, our services offer an experience that fits each person individually. And for organizations, LHH provides consultant support and guidance through the entire outplacement or career transition process, understanding the sensitivity and impact on your team. The world is full of new possibilities, and we help both organizations and individuals realize the possibility of what's next. It's outplacement reimagined. Visit LHHtalent.com. That's LHHtalent.com to get in touch with an outplacement consultant today, because everyone and every organization could use a little support, especially when it comes to transitions. LHH, helping you every step of the way. Visit LHHtalent.com.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.